Dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For today's Friday message, I would like to share with you a hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, as quoted by Sheikh Saduq in his famous book known as Al-Khisal. In that book, he quotes from a companion of the Imam through his chain of narrators, of course, going all the way to Taus bin al-Yaman, who narrates that سَمِعْتُ عَلِي بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَقُولُ أَلَامَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَمْسٌ. He said, I heard Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam saying that the signs of a true believers are five. And so Taus bin Yaman said, مَا هُنَّ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. O the son of Allah's messenger, what are those five signs of a true believer? The first one, Imam says, al-wara fil khalwa, abstinence in privacy. You see, to express and display piety in public is one thing, but the true test comes when a person in his own privacy, away from the eyes of the public, you know, expresses his wara and abstinence. And that is the time when we come to realize that, you know, this issue of the abstinence from haram things and forbidden things in privacy, this is actually what shines out as a quality of a mu'min. When we talk about this issue of, you know, privacy, you realize that it is the consciousness of Allah's presence in our life, which can work wonders in preventing us from committing haram. Look at the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, a young prophet at the time, when the woman who was the mistress of the house trapped Yusuf alayhi salam in the room and tried to, you know, tempt him to commit a great sin. And at that time we see Yusuf refused and resisted. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it, وَلَقَدْ حَمَّتْ بِهِ وَحَمَّ بِهَا. You know, when you look at the circumstances, you know, from human point of view, it was a challenging situation. لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. This is the key to the success of Yusuf alayhi salam, that Yusuf saw the proof of his Lord. What does it mean? رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Of course, there are different levels of burhan here that I'll just make it very simple to relate to our situation, is that he became aware of Allah's presence even in the privacy of the queen's chamber. And this consciousness was sufficient for him to prevent him from getting into this temptation. And so remember that when we talk about wara and piety, abstinence, you know, taking that extra precaution for the sake of our religion, this has to shine out not only in public, but more so in our private life. The second sign that Imam talks about is as-sadaqa fil qilla, giving charity even in poverty. You know, a true believer is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations, at the time of affluence as well as poverty, in health as well as sickness. And it doesn't matter how much you give. It's not a matter of, you know, you give a large amount or a small amount. It is your spirit of sharing what Allah has given to you with others which proves and strengthens your iman. The third sign that Imam Zainul Abidin mentions of a true believer, he says, وَالصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الْمُصِيبَةِ, patience at times of calamities. Sabr, patience, is one of the two pillars of Islamic morality. Patience in face of calamities and challenges that we face in our lives, whether it is to do with, you know, wealth, health issues or wealth issues or social, political instability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in different ways. In Surah Baqarah, around ayat number 52 onwards, he basically talks about it, 55 onwards, where he says, you know, we will test you in different ways. With instability and fear in society, with hunger and thirst, loss of wealth and health and lives, even the lives of those who are near and dear to you. And if we maintain sabr and patience in those different difficult challenges that we face in this dunya, and we do not cross the appropriate bounds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given good news to us. And what is that good news? He says in that ayat of Surah Baqarah, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, O Muhammad, give good news to those who maintain patience. And who are those? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When they are faced with calamities and challenges and difficulties, they always remember that we belong to Allah and we are to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people that Allah says, I give good news. How am I going to reward them? He says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنَ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These are the people on whom Allah says, I will send my blessings on them and my mercy on them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And most importantly, they are the rightly guided, where Allah will give extra guidance to the people who are sabireen and who maintain patience in calamities and challenges of life. And that is why we see, for example, this sabr is so important, this power and quality of patience, that our imams in some of their sayings, they would describe it as the head of the iman and faith. That is the relationship of sabr to iman. If the head is not there, the body doesn't have any life at all. Now we move on to the fourth sign of a true believer, as explained by the fourth imam, where he says, والحلم عند الغضب, forbearance at time of anger. A true believer has the ability of controlling his temper on excitement of anger. The circumstances excites him, to be angry, to show his temper. But even though he or she might have the ability to retaliate in the same manner, yet the mu'min or a mu'mina restrains. And that is the sign of courage. It's not a sign of weakness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was passing by a group of people who had gathered somewhere in Medina. And so he asked them, what is going on? And they said, well, there are people who are wrestling to see who is the strongest among them. And so the person who will defeat the challengers, he will become the most strongest person. So the Prophet took this opportunity. He said, فَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ. Should I not tell you who is a stronger person than the best of the wrestlers? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, yes. Who is the strongest person? And then the Prophet said, رَجُلٌ كَلَّمَهُ رَجُلٌ فَكَذِبَ غَيْظُهُ وَغَلَبَ شَيْطَانُهُ. A person who provokes another by words, but then the other person is able to restrain his anger and overcome his shaitan. So overcoming the anger and temper and overcoming your own shaitan within is the sign of a person who is really a strong and the person who has forbearance at the time of anger. The fifth sign of a true believer, according to the fourth imam, is wasidq inda al-khawf, truthfulness in state of fear. I'd mentioned earlier when we talked about sabr and patience that patience is one of the two pillars of Islamic morality. The other pillar is truthfulness. So sidq and sabr are two pillars of akhlaq. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, when he talks about this fifth sign of a true believer, is saying that a true believer speaks the truth in difficult situations, even if he's afraid of the truth. Of course, I'm not getting into this discussion where a life of a mu'min can be threatened because of the truth. Then we have to exercise taqiyya. Those are very extraordinary circumstances. But in normal situation of life, a believer must speak the truth, even if it goes against himself or his family members or his friends. After all, the first quality by which the people of Mecca knew our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his truthfulness and trustworthiness. That is where he was known as Muhammad al-Sadiq al-Amin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and help us to maintain these values of true faith as explained by Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, so that, you know, he can make us pleased in the heart and the eyes of the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.